extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Kia ora, Nat.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
First of all, thank you very much. Nat just brought Tess and I some little Christmas presents in. Tess, what did you get?
I got some tea towels for my new house.
Exciting, very exciting. And I got some fancy anchovies, which is the way to my heart. So thank you very much, Nat, for that.
We did have a whole episode on, was it tinned fish or specifically anchovies?
It was about fish in general, but it basically turned into a big anchovy chat.
So you could go back and listen to the podcast and make the recipe with those anchovies.
I probably will do just that. We are going to talk about something slightly controversial today. What are we talking about?
You guys are outing me on radio. today we're going to talk about some Christmas food that's not ham, pretty much. We've just been talking about this off air. I do like ham. I just don't want to eat it every single Christmas.
I actually think there will be a lot of people that sit in this camp with you. I truly do. Text in 53955 if you're pro Christmas ham or if you're no Christmas ham and you'd like an alternative.
Yeah, I reckon, ham is good when it first comes out of the oven and you slice off the bit with the glaze on it. That's the good bit. But then after 4 days of ham or 2 weeks or whatever.
See, that's why I love the Christmas ham. It just never ends.
Yeah.
It's ham for infinity.
You get the special ham bag and you put it in the ham bag.
My dad's always, got his ham bag ready to go and his ritual, glazing the ham. But we're not talking about ham. We're talking about other things, which are very good as well. What have you got for us?
We're going to talk about porchetta, which is still pork, but I've made this for Christmas a few years ago and it was really delicious and still good cold and left over as well, but maybe you won't need to eat it for the next 3 weeks.
Is it a smaller piece?
It's probably about the same size, really.
Oh, nice.
So porchetta is an Italian rolled roast pork, it's the belly, loin, and rib of the pig.
Oh, okay. Mm. I never really knew what... I mean, I don't know much about the cuts of meat anyway, but I didn't really realise that's where it comes from.
Yeah, and so you cover the pork in herbs and spices. We'll go through the recipe in a moment. And you roll it and you roast it. So it's this rolled pork with lots of delicious flavours, crispy crackling on the outside, and
so you actually roll it yourself, you don't buy it pre?
No.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Let's go through it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so you'll need to go to a butcher for the cut of meat, so I just go to Westmere, and you can just ask for a pork belly with the loin on. You want about 3 kilos, that would feed a lot of people. Maybe like 12.
Sounds like a lot.
12 people, because it is quite a rich meat as well. I'm also not super into eating heaps and heaps and heaps of food on Christmas. So maybe this is
controversial.
I know. I know.
You just want a little bit of all the things.
Yeah, you want beautiful flavours.
The good stuff.
Yeah. So what you do with this pork is you butterfly it out. So you basically kind of skin side down on the bench, so the flesh is facing up, and you kind of cut the loin out, so you're trying to create more surface area than what you would have normally.
Right.
And then you chop up and combine the following: 2 tablespoons of salt, 2 tablespoons of fennel seeds that have been toasted and crushed, 2 tablespoons of chopped sage, 2 tablespoons of thyme, 2 tablespoons of rosemary, 6 garlic cloves, 1 teaspoon of chili flakes, and the zest of a lemon.
Yum. Those all sound like delicious
really
flavors.
Really good. Yeah, so delicious. And so you rub that into the pork, into the flesh, and then you kind of, like a book, you close the butterflied bits in, and then you roll it.
Some interesting visuals going on in my head here.
Yeah.
So.
and then you roll the pork and tie it with butcher's twine, so you could ask the butcher for some when you pick it up. I have just used string before and it was fine.
Okay, that's good.
Like cotton.
It's the kind of thing I'd forget to get. I'd get all the other bits and then I'd get to actually making the thing and I'd be like,
yeah.
It's quite a handy thing.
Can I just use this string?
It's quite a handy thing to have, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You can tie anything up and cook it, really.
Yeah, totally. So once you've rolled it, I like to put it in the fridge overnight. It dries the skin out a bit. You would just leave it uncovered in the fridge. And it lets the spices and herbs like kind of soak into the pork a little bit more. If you do this, make sure you take it out and let it come to room temp before you cook it. So when you're ready to cook it, you want to heat your oven to 160. And you put the pork on a rack. So I just use like a cake rack inside a roasting dish. Place the pork on top, cover the skin with salt and rub it in, and you would roast that on 160 for 3 hours.
Nice.
So that'll render a lot of the fat out.
Yum.
And slowly cook the meat through.
And then does that crisp up the, or are we getting to that? Okay, sorry. I've jumped into the crispy bit.
That's perfect timing. Okay, so then you after the 3 hours, you want to crank up the heat 200 to 220, I reckon is good.
Right.
And watch the pork like a hawk.
A pork hawk.
You don't want the crackling to burn.
That would ruin Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas would be cancelled.
That would be a bit sad. you might have to bust out some ham. And so then the crackling kind of gets created over that time. Pull it out. It'll be smoky because all the fat will be in the oven still. But and make sure you let this thing rest for a good half an hour to maybe an hour.
I'm glad you said it will be smoky because I feel like if I opened the oven and a heap of smoke came out, I'd be like, I've done something wrong. Yeah,
burnt it.
Burnt my whole house.
Yeah.
The porchetta is amazing served with some salsa verde.
Ooh, I do
so
love
like
salsa
a really
verde.
Bright
What would you put
sauce?
In yours? Kind of just a whole bunch of fresh stuff?
Yeah, those really yum anchovies. So a clove of garlic for fillets of anchovies, use the good ones. A tablespoon of Dijon mustard, 2 tablespoons of capers, 2 cups of parsley, a cup of mint, and then some red wine vinegar, like a quarter of a cup or a third of a cup of olive oil, and lots of salt and pepper.
That sounds great.
Yeah, you kind of you can just do it in the food processor, or you can chop everything, doesn't matter. But it's quite nice having something that's so bright, the sauce that's so bright and kind of pungent, and then with the pork, which is really rich.
Yeah.
So it kind of mellows it out a bit.
Nice. And you can make the salsa verde to have with all sorts, couldn't you?
Yep. Fish would be delicious. Really great with roast chicken. Wouldn't put it on a ham, but
when you say parsley, I have to ask, I don't think we've had this discussion. Are you curly or flat leaf?
I usually would buy or grow flat leaf, but I'm not a hater on curly parsley. I'll eat that. It's just a bit harder to chop up, I think.
Yeah.
I can't do curly parsley
at all.
They
taste exactly the same, don't they? Well, I don't know, do they?
I don't know. I have a bit of a thing about it, the curly leaf parsley. I can't do it.
Too retro.
I have a lot of it growing in my garden, so I feel like I have to stand the curly leaf parsley.
I feel like it hurts. It's so sharp, you know?
I'm being attacked by my parsley. Yeah. We've got some ham texts coming in here.
Oh, God. Yes.
Mostly ham hate. You've actually pulled out the ham haters. Someone says, yuck, ham, full of artificial preservatives, sodium nitrate. Give me a roast chicken any day. Someone says, they are a pork eater. They enjoy the ham. But you'll probably enjoy the porchetta as well.
Absolutely.
I feel like it's all in the same wheelhouse. And someone thought we were going to go way off topic and just not talk about pigs. And they were like, woohoo, go BFM. And then they're like, oh, we've been duped. We cater for the vegetarians as well, just not at this precise moment. We're talking about crispy, crispy pork.
I think I'm going to make that pork to impress my flatmates on Christmas.
You'll definitely impress them.
Yeah, I think they'll be impressed.
Well, thank you very much for that, Nat. I'm feeling a bit festive now. Feeling definitely very hungry. Excited to eat these anchovies. Thank you for that. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
All right.